was Carolyn Dilse. Now, while our next contestant or group of contestants gets ready, I have just a word or two for you. First, it's in form of a question. Have you heard WCCO's brand new show, Good Neighbor Time? But in case you've missed it, believe me, you've really missed 45 minutes of fun. Good Neighbor Time comes to you each weekday at 12 noon and features such well-known WCCO personalities as Bobby Haven, Maynard Spies, WCCO's Farm Service Director, Cedric Adams, the Red River Valley Gang, Bert Hansen, Tony Grise, Joan Iden, Jeannie Arlen, plus a whole house full of others. And this array of talent all team up together to bring you 45 minutes of great entertainment. There are contests, prizes, music, farm information, fun for everyone, and it's topped off by Cedric's noontime news. Now, we're sure you'll want to be listening this coming week, and if you're downtown, why not stop in at the station and see the show? Meet our WCCO stars and have the time of your life. The show goes on at 12 noon in the Playhouse, where we are right now, on the fourth floor of the WCCO radio building. So you better get here early. And don't forget, you've got a date here at WCCO Monday through Friday at 12 noon for the Good Neighbor Time Show. Now, Jurgen, who's next?
Well, Jack, I should like to present a quartet next. There are four young ladies. Their names are Eloa Lenning, Ginny Extel, Diane Lockram, and Brenda Parkinson, and they call themselves the Debutones.
I thought I'd heard every name you could figure out for a quartet, but Debutones, I think, is a new one on me. Who brought that title up?
Well, I think it was one of the teachers at our school, Mr. Gregory.
Oh, it's very clever, Debutones. You are Eloa Lenning?
Yes.
You'll be the spokeswoman, huh? How old are the girls, Eloa?
We're all 16.
All 16, and where do you go to school?
We go to Southwest.
Southwest, and how long have you been in quartet work?
Oh, we've been singing together about a year now.
All popular music?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed the one you have tonight is a pop tune. What plans do you have, quartet-wise? Any?
Well, not too much. We'd like to stay together as long as we can.
Have you been in any contests other than this?
No, this is the first one that we've been in.
Just appearances at school and so forth?
Mm-hmm. We've sang for spring reviews and things like that at school.
Do you like working before a crowd?
I guess we have to.
I shouldn't embarrass anyone, but we had a solo just a moment ago, too. I'll merely explain that while Carolyn Bills was playing piano, one of the girls inadvertently walked on stage. All in good fun, though. And now let's listen to the Debutones and Take Me Back. Debutones, girls' quartet, the Debutones. In just a moment, we're going to have the reprise, where the audience gets into the act a little bit and applauds for the act they thought best. I'd like to take just a moment or two to tell you something I think is very important. Next Saturday, a week from today, the 30th of this month, will be just about the final day of the March of Dimes for this year. WCCO Radio, as is customary each year, puts on a radiothon. It's a show that goes on for hours and hours. We start in the lobby of the Radisson Hotel at 12:30 with Cedric's Noontime News next Saturday. And we continue until, well, at least 1 o'clock Sunday morning. And we'd like to have you folks come down to the lobby of the Radisson. We have many, many acts for you to see. We have acts from nightclubs in the Twin Cities. We have personalities from the Twin Cities. We have, of course, all of the people here at WCCO. Cedric, Bob D. Havens, Stu McPherson, Halsey Hall, E.W. Zebarth, Ed Beeman, myself, Clellan Card, and all of our vocalists, Jeannie Arlen, Tony Grisey, Bert Hansen. And all the crowd will be there. The music, there'll be fun for everyone. We're trying to make a final effort to boost the total from this area for the March of Dimes for this year. If you cannot be at the lobby of the Radisson next Saturday, why, tune in, listen to us, and pledge. Please pledge. That's the important thing. That's next Saturday, the 30th of January. And now let's have our judging. Now, this is where you, the audience, enter into it. We will present each of the five acts, and we would like for you to applaud for the one you thought best of the five. And then we will award the audience prize. So let's start with the cornet player who was first on the show, Rose Greeting. Rose? Jürgen Nash, our announcer, is reading the applause meter, and he'll give me the decision as soon as we have gone through the five acts. Next, we had the duet, accordion and vocal duet, Delilah and Betty Lou Vergine.
I went to an expo night, it was like a dream. There were men, girls so sweet and charming as a queen.
And next was our soprano from St. Paul, Roberta Abbey. Then our cute little 9-year-old girl from Glen Lake, Carolyn Biltz, at the piano. Carolyn? Our final contestants, the debutantes, the quartet.
Take me back.
Won't you please take me back?
And Jürgen has told me that, according to the audience meter, number 4, Carolyn Biltz, is the winner of the audience award. Our congratulations to Carolyn. And now the judges award. As you know, the winner of the judges award tonight will enter the semifinals. And that's coming up very, very shortly, I believe, isn't it, Irv Smith? And so then after the semifinals, of course, we'll have the winner of this series of the Junior Talent Parade. So tonight the judges have told me that our winner is double. Rose Greeting and the quartet, the debutantes. Yes, two winners tonight, Rose Greeting, who played the cornet, and the debutantes, the harmony group. Well, that's the way our talent parade goes. Every Saturday, a completely new roster of contestants. Every Saturday, a new semifinalist to add to the steadily growing list of those who compete for our grand prize. Next week, I hope you'll take a moment to join us for another talent contest. So until next Saturday night, when Ed Beeman will be back with you, this is Jack Houston saying goodnight, folks.
The WCCO Junior Talent Parade is presented every Saturday evening with the good wishes of WCCO Radio. Join us next Saturday when we'll present more of the talented young people from your town and mine on the WCCO Junior Talent Parade. This is WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul.